From NPR and WNYC, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for another hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia.
And I'm house musician Jonathan Colton, and this is an Ask Me Another favorites episode consisting entirely of music games. And when I say favorites, I mean the games that our producers chose and are making us do.
Well, that's because they have too many favorites. There are too many favorites because we have you, Jonathan, as our house musician, and you are unbelievably talented. You can play any kind of music game.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind. And by the way, you're welcome. The thing about music trivia games that is a little bit tricky is not everybody has the same collection of musical knowledge in their heads.
Right. They can be really, really specific, sometimes based on age. Like I found out recently, a lot of 20-year-olds have never slow danced to Duran Duran's Save a Prayer.
What?
I know. It's inexcusable. But at the other end, my 85-year-old mother loves Lady Gaga. So really?
There is hope then.
There's exceptions all over the place.
So when you need some middle ground, you can always turn to someone like the Fab Four. And of course, I'm talking about the Beatles.
In this first game inspired by the Beatles, our puzzle guru Art Chung gets in on the action with contestants Alexis Howe and Michael Tarasovic. Welcome to you both. Alexis, you are a tax lawyer and you're an indie pop band.
That is true.
What is the name of your tax company? No, what is the name of your band?
It's Hearts Attack. It's that twee.
Hearts Attack?
There's an exclamation point in the middle.
Oh, and is the heart just a heart with an S?
That's the whole logo.
Oh, I love it.
Get the t-shirts online.
Michael, you're a Spanish teacher, but have you ever been in a band?
I have talked about being in a lot of bands.
Yeah, that counts.
One of which was actually called Shark Attack, kind of like Hearts Attack.
Michael, what would you be playing?
Guitar or singing or just like making stuff up.
Excellent. Well, our next quiz is titled With the Beatles. Jonathan, I don't know why you say goodbye when I say hello.
Yeah, I always say hello to you when you say hello to me. I don't know why you say I say goodbye when you say hello. In this game, we've tweaked the lyrics of Beatles songs so that they refer to notable historical figures. So ring in at the end of each song and tell me which historical figure I am singing about. Here come old Stovetop, he got blue coat armies. He likes emancipation, he wants one whole nation. He said, surrender now, General Lee. One thing I can tell you is they've got to be free. Michael?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is correct. Beatles are very proud right now.
I once made a scream, or should I say, it once made me. I painted it good, now it is framed in Norwegian wood.
Alexis.
Edvard Munch.
Edvard Munch! Extra credit for the pronunciation, yes.
He painted it good.
I
painted it good.
Words are flowing out my mouth and fill my Cosmos TV show. They slither wildly as I teach you all about the universe. Jai Guru Deva. Billions and billions of stars. Billions and billions of stars.
Alexis.
Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan is correct.
You're getting better all the time. I used to help treat soldiers' wounds. The Crimean War, they balloon. I wrote what I learned, better or worse. Taught you how to be a nurse. You have to admit you're getting better, a little better all the time.
Alexis?
Florence Nightingale.
Yes.
I know that, you know, you guys feel like we're doing something to you specifically when playing this game, but we are actually doing a lot to you, Jonathan Colton.
We're doing
a lot to you.
I was joking in the rehearsal. We should call this game Sorry Beatles.
remember your songs? Look what we did to them.
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we're gonna bring Batista down. You tell me it's Marxist collusion. Well, you know, me and Castro run this town now. If you want an insurgency in Bolivia, can't think of a word that rhymes with Bolivia. Alexis.
Che Guevara.
Yes, you're right.
I added the to Spanish.
I know, it was nice, yeah. He's not just a face in an ironic t-shirt, yeah. Is he? No, he's also an
real
answer.
Dude. Turns out, real dude.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just thought it was like the hat. It was just look good.
He was mostly about the hat. It's a thrilling story about a busy guy. He can't leave the firm or he's gonna die. He was played in the movie by a man named Cruz. I make a ton of dough cause I wanna be a paperback writer. Michael.
John Grisham.
Yes. Art, how did they do?
The winner is Alexis.
Have no fear, we're about to dumb it down here a little bit. And I'm sure our next two contestants are excited about that. We have Noel Camacho and Peter Hoffman, and I believe they can handle that. Let's find out. They are behind their puzzle hot seats, although they're standing, so it's more like puzzle hot spots. Noel, you have some big things that you do with your life.
As long as there are no follow-up questions, yes, yes, I do.
All you have to say is yes. Biomedical engineer, that sounds like something you tell people so they don't ask you any more questions because they'll just feel dumb. Is that right?
It turns out it works pretty well. I'm with a company that's developing tactile printers for the blind.
That's amazing. Peter Hoffman, are you developing any tactile printers for the blind?
You know, as often as I can.
It's not your first time on public radio.
This isn't, no. I was on Small Things Considered.
When you were a child?
Yes, when I was a child.
That's
I was
adorable.
6 or 7.
Well, we are happy to have you both. Jonathan, what are we playing?
This is a musical game. It is an homage to a long ago time, the summer of 2012. It's called Call Me MB. And it's based on the Carly Rae Jepsen song that you could not escape from in 2012, Call Me Maybe. So we have rewritten the lyrics to that song to be about famous people with the initials MB.
Oh, dear.
Contestants, ring in when you know the answers. I like to eat, can you tell? Italian fare's what I sell. Did Iron Chef stuff as well? No, I own Italy.
Mario Batali?
That's right. I'm in the Toy Hall of Fame. Your board games all have my name. From Candyland's Fruited Plain to Sunken Battleships. Peter?
Milton Bradley.
That is right. My saddle's blazing, anxiety's raising. Spaceballs was amazing. It's springtime for Hitler, baby. Peter?
Mel Brooks.
That's right. I'm from New York, was on the OC. I'm in the tabloids, just look for MB.
I don't think Mike Bloomberg was on OC, but...
He's not. It's a fantastic guess, though.
Yeah, thanks for the question that we had in our back pocket. No, I'm just kidding. You're good. You're good.
Noel, do you have a guess for that? Here's a hint. I don't know who this is.
That makes two of us.
Anyone out there?
Misha Barton!
Oh, it's a girl.
Misha Barton.
The 80s loved me. My mane is curly. No ballad could be too much for MB. Noel?
Michael Bolton?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Are you a fan? Michael Bolton fan?
I like Office Space.
I do, too. I was going to say the same thing.
Tea Party's voting for this Minnesotan. I'm no Sarah Palin, but we have the same haircut. Peter?
Michelle Bachmann.
That's right.
Can I say that again with a more Yiddish accent?
Yeah, I love Michelle that you made Bachman. Her a little Jewish. Michelle Bachman.
Back in the 90s, I was huge. They called me scary. They called me scary. They called me Scary Spice.
Peter?
Mel B?
Yeah, wow.
I've been a bad boy, Don Corleone. Just be my Stella and call me Stanley.
Peter?
Brando?
Yes, Marlon Brando.
There you go. Noelle, you were a fantastic contestant. Congratulations, Peter. Okay, Jonathan, I think we could use a little Joko brilliance to quiet the earworm that game has recreated in my head
yes,
from
I know.
2012.
It has actually forced out of my head the song that I was going to play. Now I remember what it is. Just playing this chord helped me remember it because I'm a professional musician.
I know you are.
This is a song that I thought would be thematically related to that song. This is another song about making a telephone call, which apparently is a popular subject for popular songwriters. This is by Blondie.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your color. Color me your color, darling. I know who you are. Come up off your color chart. I know where you're coming from. Call me on the line. Call me any time. Call me, I'll arrive. You can call me any day or night. Call me.
Thank you.
Jonathan Colton. Coming up in this special Ask Me Another Musical Favorites episode, we ask you, our listeners, to rate the updated lyrics to Cole Porter's classic, You're the Top.
But just like Beyonce's bottom, you're the top.
Stick around. This is NPR's Ask Me Another.